ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready.
Welcome.
Welcome.
You don't have to scream like that, but
so
anyway.
Today's show is exciting.
It's the Sporting Base, man. Where radio has never been better.
Where radio has never been better. In case this is your first time, I go by the name of DJ WM, aka
DJ WM.
DJ Sporting.
I was about to ask you.
What does DJ WM? It's a long story. Yeah. But to all the Manchester City fans who are out there, my heart is blue.
Your heart will always be blue, man.
Sitting next to me
I go by the name of Marcus, man. You know me.
You know him.
In case this is your first time, I go by the name of Marcus, man. It's good to be here, man. Listen.
And today, we're giving you live, full-on action on reports on sports.
Yeah, but not just sports psychology, though.
No.
We got to speak about sports psychology.
What runs in people's minds when they see the red color of Man United? Probably stress.
The chemistry that comes into people's minds.
I'm not going to bully United or say anything.
You're not going to bully United.
You
want to
know
United.
One thing that I found out? Actually, I always knew. But in their recent match, they made me fully respecting them because they are the other half of Manchester.
Okay.
They're quite exciting.
So you respect them now?
I've always been the coach anyway.
Arsenal,
of course. Arsenal is a team.
but your team will always be Manchester City.
So, for the longest the seas are blue, the blues will reign supreme. So just to
tell you that we're going to speak about the fixtures of rugby and the results about rugby, and we're going to speak about the Premier League
The Premier League, the interesting fact, the most interesting, well, last minute match that happened so far in the Premier League.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I heard things are hot there, though.
Oh, it's hitting up.
It's hectic.
Now, to the point where even the Blues dropped one.
Dropped one what, though? No, I want you to tell me, dropped one what?
Well, we're number two on the log, but that's not a big of an issue.
It's not a big of an issue. You're
the season
two.
Is still
There's
on.
There's people that are number 10 here, bro.
There's actually teams below 10, actually. I actually don't want to mention their name.
Should
because,
I mention them?
Because
no, let's mention
they
them.
Make the color blue look so bad.
Like, why should we mention them? Let's mention them right now.
Chelsea. And we will go into the depths and the emotional,
chemistry,
the psychology in which sports brought into this magnificent bluish.
I like that, bro. The way you say it, the way you're introducing it, it's very, very nice.
I gotta
give you that, though.
Which leaves me to give y'all a side note before the break. Just know that in natural science, when you're learning or when you have learned, remember that the Earth is classified as a blue planet.
David, please. Okay, we'll see you after this. Radio has never been better.
Been better.
Bro!
We're back. The sky and the seas are still
blue. Really? No, you really had to say that, bro. Why?
Because the sky is blue.
Why?
Anyway. Moving on to what's been going on. Hey,
Premier League.
Rugby.
Okay, so rugby, the good news that
the Springboks made
it to the semi-finals. Not semi,
quarter-finals.
I'm already in the semi-final. My mind is on the semi-finals.
That's if you beat France.
Huh? But France is a very, very good team, though.
France is a dangerous team.
Let's not underestimate France, okay? Please, let's not underestimate that team. And it's actually a country. You know what I'm saying? So, no, look, I feel like we've been speaking about Boca a lot. The Bocas have been booking, right?
In the quarterfinals, it's France, South Africa, Ireland, New Zealand.
But you see, man, can I be honest with you, Mr. David? You know what was the team that I was afraid of? It was Wales.
Wales.
Because you know Wales, they gave us a hard time in our last World Cup. They gave us a very, very hard time. Actually, they were one of the best teams in the world. Mm. Like, one of the best teams. Now, Ireland comes into play. I'm like, oh.
Ireland, I think they just came in with a bang.
They came with a bang, though.
They just came with a bang, like, pa. Like, we all
this. We're here.
Like, we're here.
Wait, who is this team now? That's crazy. But now, Argentina. Okay, one of the SWAC. Realize I said SWAC.
Yeah.
SWAC teams for me. I'm shocked. And I'm really, really shocked that.
They went through.
Georgia's in here. And I think, did you know Zambia played rugby, bro? Yeah. Zambia and Namibia.
I did. I did. But not
to put down the teams, though. Portugal, we know them for soccer.
Portugal hasn't been too good in soccer on my side.
Ah, come on. Wait, don't downgrade, man.
I'm not downgrading.
Don't downgrade.
The last
Portugal.
Time Portugal was, for me, was good in was like good in football was the last time they won the European Cup. Mm-hmm. That was like 5 to 6 years ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Anyways.
That was the... Portugal for football.
But what do you have in the Premier League, though?
In the Premier League, it's going down. Okay. It's going down. Okay. It's going down. The table is looking hectic. Mm. Hectic. Number one, overtook us, I have to admit. Tottenham, which lead the Premier League so far with 20 points, number one. Obviously, we, the Blues, the citizens of heaven, second. Thirdly is proudly Arsenal, fourth. Okay. Liverpool, fifth. Aston Villa, sixth. Brighton and Hove Albion, seven. West Ham, eight. Newcastle, nine. Crystal Palace, 10. the ones who actually made me respect the Reds. The right Reds, not the Liverpool Red. The Manchester part of Red.
Why are you downgrading
Manchester United, who came up with the most impressive comeback in the Premier League this season. I'm telling you, it was fire. Hectic.
You're going
Too
to number
good.
10.
Too good. Well, their number 10 shows the overall of the team in terms of how they've done.
Where's Liverpool?
Liverpool is fourth.
Okay,
right?
Cool. Okay. Uh-huh. It's fine.
Man United.
It's better than number 11 on the log. It's better than number 11 on the log.
But seriously, man.
No, that's a serious.
Right? Manchester United against Brentford. I'm telling you, this has to be when the season ends, this has to be among the biggest highlights of the season. Mm-hmm. Two goals in two additional minutes.
Okay.
Right?
That's good.
This was world class. It was an unexpected comeback. Mm-hmm. I mean, how much more lucky can a team get in the Premier League? Mm-hmm. Right? And yeah, you gotta give honor where honor is deserved. And what I'm so happy about is the fact that United is part of Manchester. So we citizens.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, I want you to say that again.
Manchester United is part of Manchester.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Manchester is out of.
United is part of Manchester, and I'm telling you this. This just brought a little bit of unity between us, between the Reds and the Blues, because we Blues are known for our comebacks, and United just showed that they are also part of Manchester. Respect, applauds. It was fantastic. Okay. Moving on to the unexpected, the the cool, like, you know, the Champions League is always cool, right?
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
The Champions League is the one. It's the one. And to the other, stunning. Like, for me so far, the first most stunning match of the UEFA Champions League was none other than the 4-1 victory that Newcastle picked up against the best team in League One, PSG.
Woo! Best team in League One?
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. This, for me, right, this just shows the level of football, the difference in between the level of football. Yeah, Newcastle crashed PSG in England. Well, I believe it was a very long flight from England back to France for the PSG players. But I wouldn't blame them. This match was happily won by Newcastle. Other matches that were along the Champions League was the Dortmund drew with AC Milan 0-0.
Okay.
It was Young Boys also drew.
Young Boys.
Yeah, you know.
Is there a team called Young Boys?
Wait, you haven't known.
I didn't know.
How can you not know?
No, I'm serious. I didn't know.
Marcus.
I'm a rugby fan.
Marcus.
Yeah, don't say Marcus.
Marcus. Don't worry. You are forgiven.
Okay, thank you.
And you are so easy to love.
I can't believe you just said it. It's fine. So, are you still doing the...
Moving on.
Okay, so I want to speak about the winner's mindset.
The winner's mindset.
Mm-hmm.
The mindset.
What is the winner's mindset?
When you think of the winner's mindset, people, it's you in football, you specifically, the specific names that just pop out by default.
Okay.
Like, as a football fan or as a person who watches football, when you say the word, when you think of players or anyone who plays professional football and you think of mindset, a winner's mindset, there's two main players you think of. Obviously, Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi. True. Mm-hmm. And then when you go to the side of managers, obviously it's Pep Guardiola. And who will I rate second place?
Who would you want to? So it's Pep Guardiola.
Number one.
And I would say Jose.
Jose.
Jose Mourinho.
Jose.
Nah, that's
Jose had his moments.
No, listen.
Jose.
Look, listen. Jose Mourinho, when it comes to mindset, he's very, very good.
Not in a winner's mindset. In parking the bus type of mindset.
In parking
the That's the type of mindset that Joe. I mean, I don't know, but it was as if it was in this guy's Pep. DNA.
No, I was saying Pep has.
If so far, I'm not thinking of who would be second place. Mm. So we'll bring in the best manager in the whole of football so far. Like, in the whole history of football, which was none other than the Manchester United coach. I can't believe I forgot his name.
You can't believe it.
Look, it's Sir Alex Ferguson. I did not forget his
Alex
name.
Alex Ferguson.
Yes. Right? Those are the people you mainly think of, right?
Okay.
These are the guys with the winner's mindset.
Okay, so for me, I would say I want to go into the more basketball and boxing area. Because, look, I don't want to lie. There's something you don't know about me. I used to train boxing when I was young. I was quite young. I was
There's 10. Something you also didn't know about me.
What?
I also did mixed martial arts in one point of my life.
What?
I did.
No, but you see, like, what you need to understand is that you got to have not just any mindset, you got to have a winner's mindset.
Yep.
You know, they're always like, they always told me that you got to think a certain way. You know, boxing is like chess. You got to think what you're going to do
all
in the ring.
Sports, actually, you got to think. I don't know if there's any sports where you shouldn't plan. Like,
yeah, that's true. Even, correct me if I'm wrong, in soccer, is would I say it's like chess? No.
Nah.
It's not.
No. I would say soccer would be
football.
Like,
okay,
football would be intense chess because the players will obviously be the chess pieces, and the main players, the people who will be playing those, I say it's a chess match between the managers, right?
Okay.
For example, you will have Pep Guardiola versus
Alex Ferguson.
Well, they haven't met. Wait, they haven't.
Alex Ferguson, yes, okay.
Has Pep ever fought against Alex Ferguson? Ooh, I should check on that. If you know anything, please.
Alex Ferguson.
On the comments, right?
Oh. What about Terry
Klopp? You think of Manchester City versus Liverpool, Klopp, Jurgen Klopp versus Pep Guardiola. That.
Oh yeah, Klopp is actually quite a good coach. He's been like, I think when he started coming up, he was like training on social media. I remember they say he's gonna make changes.
He did make changes. Jurgen Klopp is unique.
No, but
in,
you see,
in his own way,
you know, in sports in general, you gotta have a certain mindset.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's some things that are required, like getting goals. You gotta set a certain goal. You gotta train. Did you know in boxing, if the fight is happening, I would say next year March, they have to train by March this year.
Mm-hmm.
You have to train throughout like months. Mm-hmm. It's important to train. You gotta go on a diet. Sometimes you gotta lose weight. Sometimes you're gonna gain weight. Like, it's crazy the amount of work I've seen. Like, professional. It's no gameplay. I promise you, when you go pro in boxing, it's not gameplay. Like, you know, in South Africa, they do boxing, but they're not too serious like America. Let me give you one example. Floyd Money Mayweather. He's 50-0. He has never lost. He won 50 fights, no loss. Now, it took a certain mindset.
Yeah,
it took some clinical, clinical stuff that
like Cristiano Ronaldo winning 5 Champions Leagues.
Mm.
5. I mean,
Messi
winning 7 Ballon d'Ors.
Okay. What's that thing that
just drives these guys?
Let's bring City into this. Let's make you excited now. City, I would say the way they play, it's very, very different. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, they don't have like big stars there. Not big. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well,
I wouldn't say not like big like Messi, but they can play.
Yeah, well, right? If you have to put it in that way, like highly rated players, right?
Yes.
Yeah, City would have about 4 to 5, starting with Erling Haaland, Kevin De Bruyne, Gundogan, who is now gone. But anyway, we shall move on. Rodri.
But now,
Edison.
Also, with mindset comes pressure and anxiety. You know that.
Yeah, definitely.
The pressure, like, if you play in front of, let's say, how many people in the stadium? Let's say
thousands.
Thousands.
Right.
Like, whew, the pressure's on, guys.
Really?
Like, literally, you know, it's. I would say it's better when you're like a team, but when you're one person.
Mm-hmm.
Floyd Mayweather fights like in front of 20, 30,000 people. Do you know how much pressure it goes into that? Like, if you lose, everyone was like, whew. Everyone would be like, uh-uh.
Well, I think losing does do a lot. Like, it does contribute to a person, to a win, to have a winning mindset. It does contribute in that. Because I would say only a person who's like kind of known of what a loss is can cherish a win. if you know how it is to be on the ground, if you know how it is to be on the lowest pits of everything,
okay,
that the person who knows that is most likely to be grateful of being on top than a person who's always been on top.
Yes. Let's give another example.
Players like, for example, we can actually bring Cristiano into this, right?
Okay.
Cristiano Ronaldo, for example, he wasn't brought up in a wealthy family.
Okay.
So was players like Messi, and the list can go on, right?
Mm-hmm.
They weren't brought up in the highest, you know, in the happiest places you could think of.
Mm.
However, like Ronaldo says it better himself.
Mm.
Practice makes perfect, and you gotta keep working hard. Like if you look at Cristiano Ronaldo's journey in becoming the greatest of all of his time, like okay. of his time, but not of all time. He was the great. You can't take that away from Cristiano, right?
Okay.
Everything that he does, everything he's obtained, revolves around the words "work hard."
Mm-mm-mm.
Like he always there's times where he always referred to it like I didn't have this or I was like this, but then I worked hard and I knew how it was to lose, right?
Yes.
He knew it. Like I know in this one interview where they showed him a car. It was one show where they showed him a car, and then they say, "Do you know this car?" He was like, "Do you know this story?" He's like, "Yeah, it's a car, but it was a toy one." Eh? Then it's like, "Did you ever have this car?" Then it's like, "No, my father had them. My father had it."
No, yeah.
Then like, "Your father had it?" Then like, "Yeah, but toy ones." So then it was kind of funny. Then people laughed, and then they asked him, "How many cars do you have now?" He's like, "I don't know."
Wow,
because he just has so many.
Yes,
all he had were toy cars.
Yeah, you see.
So that's the example I'm bringing about. Like he knew how it was to not have a car.
So would you say?
So now, like he.
Okay, would you say that with Messi and Ronaldo, would you say Messi's gifted, and Ronaldo's hard work? No. Let's be real.
I'll be honest. Like this is a question that has been ruminated for centuries, ever since these two guys started off their career.
Mm.
I don't think anyone has the right to say that one of them is more gifted than the other.
Yeah.
Even if you say that Messi is gifted, he still worked hard. I mean, even if you say Cristiano Ronaldo worked hard, you could still say he's gifted. Because, come on, man. Like, I just say these two are from two different planets who are two different aliens who ended up landing
what?
In our
two
planet.
Aliens, really?
I'm saying in terms of these guys are just from two different play worlds and then they just happen to fall in the same play time and in the same generation. Which just crashed ended. I think it's just a matter of perspective. Who do you enjoy seeing play more? If you enjoy the play style of Ronaldo, you'll be a Ronaldo fan. If you enjoy the play style of Messi, you'll be a Messi fan. For me, I don't think these two should be compared at all.
Of course. Now, man. When it comes to sports psychology, there's also like stress management.
Yes.
Stress management. Do you know? Okay. I can imagine how much stress that I would say coaches go through. Never mind the players, the coach. Because I realize that, you know, they do this thing called the Black Label Curry Cup here in South Africa. What they do is that they let each person be the coach of that specific team. Where must they play? Which position? Things like that. Now, I could imagine Pep Guardiola going through, you know, the pressure of planning, the pressure of, sure, a lot.
I do agree on that. Managers, not to downplay player stress, because think of it this way. Like, let's say you're a player who've been playing on the right wing your whole career.
Mm.
And you just, now you're playing for a team like West Ham and you've been playing in the right wing for this specific manager. Now a new manager comes. And during his play time, he's like, nah, you shouldn't play on the right wing. You should play on the midfield or things like that. So things like that also brings stress into players, like, because this guy has been playing on the right wing, and now he has to adapt on playing in the midfield, right?
Yes.
I know most people will say, some people may think it's not a big deal to just switch positions, but I don't believe that. I think it's a very big deal to just switch positions. You can't just be a winger and then find yourself playing in the midfield and say, by default, it's all good and well, you know. I'm gifted, or to say, it takes hard work. It takes work, and it takes a lot of work. That's just the way it is. So with the managers having a stress of coming into a new team and have to build it up, and obviously try to perform better than the previous manager of the team, and also make a name for themselves, that is very stressful, and they have to manage it, right? But at the same time, it's the same thing with the players, because a player can get very familiar with a manager, and then the manager leaves, and now there's a new one, and the adaptation comes with that, it does bring stress, it does bring concern. Like, in my view, I would say if Pep Guardiola were to leave Manchester City at the state we are right now, it would be kind of chaotic for us. It would be very chaotic. Okay. Right? It would be very, very chaotic. Because we can look at Manchester United for a change. Ever since Alex Ferguson left, they've only been like few successfulness after him, right? Because the team culture was so much built on him. Like, he built a culture that was unique and profound for the team that brought the team up. And when he had retired and left, the new managers just can't live up to that.
Damn.
Yeah, and then it bring. I think is what Ten Hag is feeling right now. The pressure that just falls on them. That like there's this legendary manager. There's this manager who's known as the best manager of all time. Okay. Who managed this team, and now you just have to manage the same team that the greatest manager managed and actually get better than him. It's crazy.
And it's crazy how they can't. Some managers, they can't pull up to that standard.
Yeah, you know? I mean,
let's be honest right now, Mr. David. Who would do better than Pep?
Who would do better than Pep?
Who would do better than Pep? No, that's what you...
City.
Yeah, for City.
Who will do better than Pep for City? I am yet to see.
Yeah, so...
I am yet to see.
You get what I'm saying? But before we close, though, I want to mention also in basketball, like the Kobe Bryants and the LeBron Jameses. Right. So I wouldn't say they're different. They have the same. They both have a winner's mindset. They both have a winner's mindset. But you see, the winner's mindset for LeBron James, he got that from Kobe Bryant. I would say that because you know, Kobe Bryant has this thing called the Mamba mentality. Now, how he explains it is that the Mamba mentality is having this mentality of, well, no matter what's going on with my body, I'm still going to go on. Like, literally, he fractured something in his shoulder. There was one game he was playing. He fractured his shoulder, but he was still playing at the time. I think he was playing for Lakers at the time. I remember he told the story like that. But he never, I'm not explaining it the way he explained it, but he carried on with the game. He's like, I'm locked in, I'm all in to win, you know? And there was a time that he went to the doctor and all. Now, there was a time that he didn't want to retire, but the doctor told him, you have to retire because you played so much.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So that's the thing, that's the winner mentality for Kobe Bryant. Now, also with LeBron James, there will come a time that he's going to, he's gonna retire, but look, he can play so well with his age. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So they have the same mindset. They have a winner mentality. Now you see, there's a lot that goes into that. There's a lot that goes into in athletes in general and in management. There's a lot that goes on in there. You think they just manage. No, it's not. It's not just managing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of therapy that they need to take. There's a lot of eating, you know?
Yeah. And, yeah.
So anyway,
it's also a thing with us citizens, you know? as long as we have the mentality to go forward and yeah, want to course. Win. And of course, with the sky and the seas being our most supporters.
David.
I don't care no matter what people David. Say. City has the most supporters because the sky and the seas
are
blue. And that makes the majority of the planet.
Anyway, that is it from us. But
this has been the Sporting Base.
But if you want to listen to some more shows,
yeah.
you can go to www.activefm.co.za. Okay. And don't forget to go to our social media platforms on ActiveFM 777, which is Mr. David.
The number of heaven,
of course,
which is
of
blue.
Course. How? No, really?
The heavens
really,
are
really,
blue, right? Right.
Really?
This has been from us.
This is Marcus and Mr. David saying
peace out
and God bless.
Stay updated and entertained with ActiveFM on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcast, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Engage with us. Like the posts, comment, share them out, retweet, and repost. Spread the word. ActiveFM. Radio has never been better.